Every Ketchikan City Council meeting starts exactly the same way.
I'd like to call this regular City Council meeting of September 17th to order. Please call the roll.
That's Mayor Bob Sievertson banging the gavel there. And after the call to order, most people place a hand over their hearts.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
And then the council members get down to business. But there soon could be a new element.
The Ketchikan City Council would like to respectfully acknowledge the traditional first people of this land in Ketchikan, the Tongass Tlingit people.
That's Councilmember Emily Chappell. She's reciting a land acknowledgement. Former Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand President Richard Jackson explained it during a council meeting in August.
Traditionally, when we meet as a people, the Tlingit or the Haida and Tsimshian, we acknowledge the people that lived on the land. It doesn't mean sovereignty. It's an acknowledgement of the people who have been here.
Chappell first asked the council to consider adding a land acknowledgement to its meetings earlier this summer. It got unanimous support. It's up for a final vote on Thursday. If it passes, Ketchikan's council would join the Anchorage Assembly and the Fairbanks School Board, among others, in formally recognizing its forebears before conducting the public's business. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.